This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's May 3rd, 2010. Just a few days ago, I had arrived into the city of Cleveland, Tennessee, and it came to my spirit that the Lord was directing that this city should sanctify a fast and call for a solemn assembly and dedicate this city to the Lord, to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, both secular and spiritual, that the fellowships should fast before the Lord in their own fellowships and break up their fallow ground and sow to themselves in righteousness before the Lord. For these days are ominous. On one hand, we have the coming of Jesus Christ for his people, as he has promised. And on the other hand, we have great catastrophes, judgments, and hardships, toils, and persecutions that are coming into the earth that, again, require preparation. And the Spirit of the Lord is calling his people to be prepared. And this is what John the Baptist did as he ministered through the Spirit of Elijah, was to prepare people for the Lord. God's ministries are called to prepare the people of the Lord. I realized after this that this is something that the Lord has used me in previous past. And I have ministered this word to other nations. But the Spirit of the Lord directed my spirit that this city, and there will be other cities, that likewise will hear the word of the Lord to consecrate a fast and call a solemn assembly before the Lord. The admonition is this is not a political thing. And it's not to be a religious thing, but God is looking for sincerity. God's eyes see, and his ears hear, and he weighs the hearts and the motives of the people. And so much of the religious church, religious land, is like it is written about Laodicea in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 13 and following. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that you are wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white raiment, that you may be clothed, and that your shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint you eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Now listen to this verse. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Do you hear this voice of the Lord? Do you hear him speaking? He's calling you to prepare you. And it's written in the prophet Joel 1 verse 14, sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry unto the Lord. Joel 2, verse 15. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Great things are coming. Great events that have been prophesied by Jesus, the apostles, the prophets. It's recorded in the scripture. The Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to children, to elderly people, to young people, to men and women, his servants, preparing us for what's coming. Because to be prepared, ladies and gentlemen, requires prayer and interaction with the Lord, his Holy Spirit, where you crucify your inner man unto the Lord. You die to yourself and be living unto God and surrendering everything to him for these coming days. Because there will be persecution. And there will be people that have not prepared and they will give up their faith. And then they will turn around and persecute true faithful disciples. This is recorded in Matthew 24. God's held back his anger, ladies and gentlemen. At first he's grieved when he's sinned against. And the sins of the nation, the United States, are great. And they have ascended high into the heavens. And God cannot tolerate it any longer. He's going to deal with it. And he is dealing with sin. We can turn to the Lord. We can break up our fallow ground. We can sow to ourselves in righteousness and help the hungry, the outcasts, the needy, others. Do unto others as we would want others to do unto us. And this is how we show that we are sons of God, children of our Father. So we're in a very dire time, a very serious, ominous time. And we need to recognize our need for the Lord. He needs to be our absolute total life, our absolute total focus, as we're looking to his eternal kingdom that has no end. Because the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to see the fulfillment of the word of God. The time of the Gentiles being fulfilled. The gospel of the kingdom being proclaimed throughout all the world. And then the end shall come, and he that endures to the end shall be saved. And this is why God's calling the houses that profess faith in Jesus Christ to gather the sheep of the Lord into this fast, a time of seeking him and repenting of the worldliness, the callousness, the coldness, the lukewarmness, the worldliness. All the things that cause our hearts to grow cold to where we don't passion after the Lord any longer or hear his voice. We've not esteemed his word above all things. So there's a great need for fasting so we could be prepared to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need a new wineskin, ladies and gentlemen. New wine requires a new wineskin. Lest the God's glory as he pours it out upon all flesh, religious, unreligious, secular, and those that are truly his servants, all need the new wineskin of the Lord so they can contain his glory. God called us to be the temple of his Holy Spirit where he dwells, purified, where we can offer sacrifices that are acceptable through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is pleased to give us his kingdom. And he's rising up to judge and deal with the injustices and the evil, prideful rebellion that is taking place in our earth today. God is pleased to give his children the healing, bread, the power of his name to deliver people from slavery to sin. God is going to reach people. There will be a harvest of souls. But now is the time that we ourselves renounce the hidden things of dishonesty, renounce the things of this world, because God has risen up to judge the evil of the world and to exalt his Son, Jesus Christ. The prophets have prophesied about these days, the signs in the heavens and the signs in the earth, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. And earthquakes in various places, and pestilence, and famines. Great things, ladies and gentlemen. Seek the Lord. Call upon his name. And let the Spirit of God move in your midst. And worship him in spirit and in truth. worship him in spirit and in truth. And you'll find God opening his word to you in such a new way, a vital way. Well, men will be hearing God, his voice behind them, speaking to them, turn here, turn there, do this, speak this. And we will be rising up against the evildoers, and we will be speaking in the name of King Jesus Christ, calling men to repent and believe on the gospel. Awesome day, ladies and gentlemen. These are awesome days that require a careful, contrite life before the Lord. We are going to be his witnesses. We will be betrayed. We will be persecuted for his name's sake. And this is an honor and a privilege. And as God unlocks the callousness, the worldliness from our hearts and minds, we will perceive the kingdom. And we will be standing in unity with those that have gone before us, that we read about in the scriptures, that stood by faith and overcame by faith. God is faithful, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus taught a parable about the 10 virgins. They all slept, unaware of when the arrival of the bridegroom would come. There were 5 wise that had oil in their lamps and were prepared. And there were 5 foolish that did not have oil in their lamps. And when the cry came that the master was coming, they sought to buy the oil from those that were wise and prepared. But that was not to take place. And this is why we all, if we're truly called, if we're truly loving the Lord, we're longing for his coming. And though he delay, though he tarry, we have our lamps burning and we're full of oil. And this is what God is calling us into his house, to come together in unity with those that we can have fellowship with and seek the face of God. And let the word of the Lord fill our heart and fill our mind. God has called us to be washed and regenerated. The Lord shall come suddenly to his temple and purify the sons of Levi that they may offer a righteous sacrifice in Jesus Christ. The anointing of the Lord is going to fill us, strengthen us, and we'll have understanding of our times through these days. The fruit that God is going to bring forth as we break up the fallow hardness of our ground that's not produced as it should. Abundance of God's power is going to be made known in these coming days. We've all heard of miracles that took place in third world nations where there was great poverty, lack of food, where the people were oppressed by their political leaders. We've heard of when the gospel went forth, people received their sight and received their hearing, and the lame leap in the name of Jesus Christ, and people were converted, whole villages. God did miraculous provisions of multiplying food. The dead were raised. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America is a nation that has betrayed the Lord, gone against his holy commandments, and defiled the world through its media, through its pride, through its sensuality. And God is judging this nation. And this nation will be as a third world nation, with lack of food, oppressed, with great needs. But the Lord will answer the cry of the sincere, those that are seeking his face. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.